previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
She's smiling. I don't know why she's smiling. She's trying to show off something. I don't know what you're
trying to show. I'm not just smiling, Tolton. When I smile, you should be hearing this sound. Ding!
Like that sparkle in the like in the movies, eh?
Yes. Yeah. It is, of course, National Dental Month in South Africa, and it is a time to raise awareness about the importance of good oral health and the small daily habits that make a big difference. And, you know, when most of us think of dental care, we immediately picture the dentist's chair. But there is another key professional who plays a vital role in keeping our mouths healthy, and that is, of course, the oral hygienist. And this morning we're joined by Shea Pillay. She's an oral hygienist and she's here to help us understand exactly what the role of an oral hygienist is, how it differs from that of a dentist, and most importantly, why prevention is just as important as treatment when it comes to looking after our teeth and gums. Shea, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's jump straight in. The main difference, please, between a dentist and an oral hygienist.
So a dentist is there to take care of your teeth, so your fillings, your extractions, and generally more complex procedures. The oral hygienist is about primary prevention. You know, that's your brushing, your flossing, making sure that you do them correctly, removing the plaque, build up the tartar, and keeping your gums essentially healthy.
Okay.
So, you know, you can still get cavities from the plaque, but it's the gums which is your infrastructure.
Which is then why it makes it so important, you know, in terms of the oral hygienist's role in prevention, because we only often think about a dentist when something hurts. Yes. Or when something needs to be removed. But as the old adage goes, prevention is better than cure.
Hang on a second. I'm just going to interject here because Shia, Lee actually went to go see you for a scrape and polish ahead of this interview. All right. Tell us honestly now. I know she's sitting next to you. Was she man or mouse in your chair?
She was absolutely mad.
And
I have to say,
king.
It's not a scrape and polish. It's a scale and polish.
Oh, scale and polish.
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually a scale and prophylaxis. That's
okay.
The correct
thing. Okay. All right. Okay.
And then my second question to you, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being absolutely disgusting and 10 being a picture of oral health, how would you rate her teeth?
I would rate her teeth. I'm going to be honest here.
Yes, please do. I'd love
at
to
about
hear this
a 6.
Well.
A 6?
She's not that honest, Shea. I thought you were going to be like on the upper echelon. Like,
I have to be
maybe
honest.
Like an 8.
Yeah. I have to be honest.
I just have to unfriend Lee on Facebook.
You got a 6 for your
teeth. 6?
She's absolutely on it now. Look there. She's a 15 now.
Oh, 15. I'm really like... Okay, so the 6 was before I arrived.
Yeah. Yes.
And, now you got and when I left...
Now you got tippics in
definitely not.
By the time I left, maybe sitting on a 7.
No, you can't influence the score.
You were sitting on a 10 when you left.
Oh, listen, no, this is Shea now self-promoting.
I have to.
So we'll talk about the issues around my teeth in a minute, but I think Charlie wants to just get back in terms of the role of the oral hygienist.
Sorry.
The oral hygienist.
The oral
hygienist. Thanks for calling me a 6.
Now, just with how soon should parents introduce kids to your offices by way of example? Early age, so they can get used to it, or what age would you prefer them to come in?
You know, it's very much child dependent, yeah. And how parents introduce their children to oral hygiene at home. That's so important. So it depends on the child. Sometimes a child can come in at 3.
Wow.
And then I will say to them, I'm just going to tickle your teeth. And they're happy to do that. They'll sit on the chair. It's fun. You put the chair up and down and they do it.
Mm.
And then you will get a 6-year-old that just won't. And most times they've heard horror stories.
Yeah.
The dentist, and they think it's a dentist, is going to give you an injection. And often that makes it difficult. Mm. But if they fairly calm, 3 to 4, and you do a little tickle and you give them a little balloon and you show them how to brush their teeth and they're quite happy. So it's child dependent, but you work with, you know, you read the child when they come in. You can see.
It's a very good habit for them to get in because hopefully, and it should be once a year, am I right? Am I correct in saying how many times should you visit?
Ideally twice a year.
Twice a year.
That keeps you on top of it.
Okay.
But I'm happy with once a year, you know, if children And adults, and what they need to do. Yeah.
So, I mean, with me sitting on a six, I'm now ruminating about what could have gotten me there. What is the state of my
teeth? I think
that
was the
So, I mean, it then begs the question, what are some of the most common problems that you see that could have been avoided with those regular oral hygiene visits?
First thing would be cavities. Second thing would be bleeding gums. People often come in.
I don't have any cavities though, Shaya.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You didn't have any cavities. It was more your gums, remember?
We'll get to that. Calm down, everybody. We'll get to that.
Bleeding gums, and just pain, you know, sometimes, and receding gums because people don't brush correctly, thinking that they're brushing well, but they're doing more damage.
Too hard.
Everyone thinks hard is better.
Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to ask you about if brushing too hard is an issue. But I want to ask you this question as well. Mouthwash, how good is it? Or is it just a marketing ploy? Because often you hear stories.
We're putting you on the hot seat now, Shaya.
You are. I was just going to say, that is definitely the hot seat. So mouthwash has a place, absolutely, when needed. Yeah. It does give people a false sense of oral health, though. When they use a mouthwash and they use it too frequently, because it is a antibacterial. It's not an antibiotic; it's an antibacterial. Okay. A lot of times there is alcohol in it. Can be a little bit harsh, but there are cases where it's needed. When you have an infection, you would use it for a certain time.
Okay.
I personally don't promote the chronic use of mouthwash.
Okay.
But controversial. But that's my take on it.
What would you say though are the three non-negotiables for good oral health at home?
Brushing twice a day, properly, absolutely. Flossing at least once a day. And I prefer nighttime flossing, so you don't go to bed with the debris and food in there.
Mm-hmm.
And visiting your oral hygienist and your dentist at least once a year. No. Twice a year would be ideal.
Yeah.
Then you'd be perfect. But once a year.
Okay, but let's replace that third one with one at home. So we know we've got to go to the oral hygienist, but three at home. It's brushing twice a day.
Yes.
Flossing and what else at home?
Good diet.
Okay.
Good diet. You know, not snacking on sweets for like all the time. Like, you know,
fizzy drinks.
A high sugar foods. All of that, that's so destructive.
Talking about fizzy drinks and coffee are probably the two most common foods that will stain your teeth. Am I right in saying?
Stain them.
Yeah. All right.
And smoking.
And smoking as well.
Yeah.
So here's a question I have for you. You see it around the world. Everyone does it now. The celebs all have the pearly white teeth. I want to go have my teeth whitened. Is there any long-term consequences if I do it? What are the long-term consequences?
And there's different forms of the teeth whitening. Because sometimes they have that blue light and sometimes they have the whitening toothpastes and so on.
Yeah. So the whitening, can I just touch on the whitening toothpaste? They more stain lightening. They're not going to whiten your teeth at all. They're just going to lighten stains that are there.
Okay.
Yeah. The whitening, there are different forms, the ones with the blue light which you talk about. And if it's done correctly, and I can't talk for other people, I know what I use, what system I use, and it has no long-term consequences. If it's abused, yes. Mm. You know, like you have people who want to whiten their teeth every day at home, that is going to have consequences, negative consequences. But if it's done correctly by a professional, properly following and complying with what the professional tells you, it would have no negative consequences.
Okay.
Not that I have seen in any agent.
All right, that answers my question.
A couple of comments from our listeners, some of which we'll only be able to get to off air. But William wants to know whether medical aids cover hygienists, oral hygienists.
Most of them do. However, medical aids in South Africa are kind of going south, but it's a primary prevention strategy, so yes, they do. They want you to be healthier.
Okay.
And there is a mouth-body connection, very important. Yeah.
So, I mean, you talk mouth-body connection, and this is where, you know, I found my visit with you to be completely fascinating, because the first thing that you picked up from the color of my gums, and this is where we were going, I don't have infection in the gums, Mensa. Why Shaya was mentioning the gums was that she picked up something really interesting from looking at my gums. And she said to me, she looked at my gums, flapped my lips open.
And then,
she did. She kind of grabbed my lips and she was like, looking at my gums, feeling my gums, and then she took my eyelids and she pulled my eyelids down and she looked into my eyes and I was like, what's happening? And she's like, your gums are quite pale. Have you ever been anemic? Are you anemic? And I was, the socks were shocked off of me because I happened to be anemic. And I said to her, I am. How did you pick that up? And she said, no, your gums are really quite pale. And it was just interesting that mouth-body connection. And we spoke about the oral microbiome in my mouth as well. Because we often talk about the gut microbiome, but there's also the oral microbiome. Because I've obviously had a change in diet and so on, so that affects the microbiome in my mouth. And those are things that she picked up. And we spoke about braxing as well. Charlton, I'm going to ask you, do you know what the term braxing means?
Yeah, so it started in the music industry. Tony Braxton. So the song.
Why laughing?
Shaya, hardly. Won't you just correct Charlton very quickly?
Braxing is when you are constantly clenching your jaws.
Ah, yeah.
And your teeth are making contact, but they're wearing down, but they're also affecting your temporomandibular joint, which is your jaw.
I've seen people doing that before.
Yes.
Without even them being aware that they're doing it.
No, and most times they do it at night or, you know, completely unaware while they're sleeping.
Mm.
Someone drives badly in front of them and then they do that.
Grind their back teeth. Yeah.
And it has an effect on your oral cavity. Wow.
So what was interesting was that you had mentioned to me that you saw a big increase since COVID in how many people came to visit you who were braxers, who were grinding their back teeth, which is obviously as a result of stress and tension. And this was, you know, after COVID.
Quite a phenomenon. Yeah,
that was fascinating.
Like, it was quite very bad.
Yeah. And the last thing also, just in terms of my experience, was food traps. I apparently have a lot of food traps in my teeth where food gets stuck. And that's what what do you call it? Not a scrap and polish. What is it?
A scaling
and polishing helped with to kind of get into all of those gaps and just dislodge all of the food that was sitting there.
And also just I gave you a tip on making a knot in the floss.
Yes.
You know, to get it out so that you don't leave it there for long term because it then hurts your gum. You know, the whole inflammation process starts. And then you can also get a cavity because of that.
Mm. Listen, very, very fascinating. I could literally chat, you know, for another hour. But Wayne, the sweat beads are dripping down his forehead. He's worried about time. It is, of course, National Dental Month. And we marked it the best way we know how on Breakfast. We chatted to Shaya Pillay, oral hygienist, because, you know, we wanted to find out what the difference is between a dentist and an oral hygienist. And, yeah, Shaya, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for sharing your expertise. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you all.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.